Well, speaking of movie directors, writers, producers, actors, I've got a young lady here from Baltimore who is in Baltimore that is doing all of those things. She writes plays, she directs plays, she produces, she edits, she shoots, she acts in, and she has performed on several different stages in many different arenas, and she has brought so much flavor to the city of Baltimore. She's helping out in so many different areas, and I thought this is the perfect time to introduce her to you guys. Her name is Lanaya Jordan, and I want you to understand her story as she tells it and see that you can do anything that you want to do if you continue to dream and put your mind to it. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Miss Lanaya Jordan. Hey Lanaya, welcome to my show. So good to have you here. It's been long overdue. I wanted to introduce you to my listeners and let them have an idea of how important you've been to the Baltimore area, that you've come from here and that you've continued your dream against all kinds of obstacles. And so that you could tell our listeners that no matter what's going on in their lives, they can still continue their dream. So really quick, I know that you're a screenwriter and a playwriter. You've got a lot going on. Can you tell me basically how you got started?
So good morning, everyone. How I got started is by writing books. I wrote two novels, Torn But Not Broken. And a young man, he read my novel and he asked me to turn it into a movie. And I thought that it would be a good series. So I went along with it. I wrote the screenplay for it. And that's how I got started into filming. As far as my stage plays, Howard Gaskins, he invited me on his show to perform some poetry, and he told me that he directed a couple stage plays, and I told him that I had written one, and he told me he would be able to help me get it out there to the public. And so he read it, and it's just been up from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you've got some amazing things going. You got some support behind you too, finally. So let me ask you a question. The young people that are coming up and they like to write, they like to read, they have dreams of writing a play or being in a movie, what would you suggest to them? Because Baltimore is not an easy place to rise up from, you know what I mean? So what would you suggest?
I would suggest to them to never give up, keep writing, ask for help. So if they see older individuals in the community that are doing things that they want to get into, don't be afraid to reach out to them and ask them for help, because it might just be that one person that will guide them and be a mentor to them and help them get to where they want to be and show them that giving up is not an option. So just keep going. That's what I would tell our youth.
That's great advice. What motivates you? Like what motivates you to keep going every day?
What motivates me to keep going every day is my children. I'm just setting a positive example for them in this world. I'm giving them something to look forward to in the future, showing them that never giving up, no matter how old you are. And even if things don't work out at the moment, that they can continue to go forward. So my children are what really motivate me, because all of my children are not kids anymore. So,
right.
But they still a motivation.
I know your husband is so supportive, and I know he's gotten involved in all kinds of stuff, learned how to edit and shoot and all this kinds of stuff. What's the kind of conversations that you have when you want to start a new project? Does he ever have an issue, or is he ever really hype about one? Like, how does that conversation go?
So it's a new project that we will be working on next year. He's really, really super hyped about that one. But a lot of times my husband is so supportive to me with everything that I do. He just wants me to be happy. So whatever it is, he say, go for it. Don't give up. He always tell me to take my time because I move so fast. And he always reminds me D, you need to take your time and, you know, sit back and analyze what you're doing. You know, even though he knows that everything I try to do, I set out to do, I accomplish, but he wants me to, you know, sometimes he got to remind me to take my time. But his support has been everything to me. Even when we first got together before I got into writing and filmmaking and stage plays, his support just since we've been together has just been one that's unmatched.
Right. He's such a good cat. I like your husband a lot. He's a good dude. I got to ask you, there are some pitfalls when you're starting out, and I know you fell into one, but there are people out here that are going to try and take advantage of people, especially young people who have not been in this business, and sometimes, you know, the best experience is someone else's. So what are the things that you think young writers have to look for when they're trying to find sponsors or support, when they're showing their work to other people? What do you recommend, or what do you not recommend to do?
So first thing that I will recommend to them is don't think that success is going to happen overnight, because it's people out here that will sell you dreams, and it doesn't always work like that. You right. may be one of the lucky ones, but start from looking at the perspective as someone who's been in this industry for a lot of years and see how long they had to work to get to where they are. I learned this a little later. I've been in filming. I've been in this industry since 2019 in the film industry. And I just recently learned within the last year or so, don't give your money up so quickly.
Right.
Because if someone is telling you that they're helping you to get to where you need to be, you don't always have to pay that person to do it. So have someone to look over everything, read everything, and don't just jump on your dream because, oh, I want to make it. Take some time, let someone else look over what you're doing and get advice from someone that you know is genuinely there for you to assist you in making decisions.
Good advice. Very good advice. Very, very good advice. Because people often just sign stuff blindly because they've been told that this is a good thing and they're going to make a lot of money. And you're right. It's important not to get into that kind of habit of doing things. One other thing I wanted to ask you is, how do you decide where you're going to hold? Like, you did a Right Kind of Love, the play Right Kind of Love at Morgan State, right? And it was a great success. I love to play. And you're going to do it again. When is the next time you're going to show it? When are you going to do it again?
So we're showing it October 1st, and that's next Saturday at the Bowie Center of Performing Arts. The showtime is at 6:30 p.m.
How can people get tickets for it?
So you can go onto InstaSeat, and that's where your the ticket box office is for this specific facility. They kind of do their own ticket in there, so you can pick your seats, and there's still seats available. Also, thank you for having me on your show, because I would like to give away 4 tickets to whatever caller of your choice or listener of your choice, because it's not always about making money. It's about getting your product, your production out there so that people can see it. So when I'm going to visit, or we're going to do a performance in Virginia or a performance in Georgia, North Carolina, maybe you know someone in your family, say, oh yeah, I've seen that play here in Baltimore.
Right.
I've seen that play
right.
here in Bowie, and this is something you should go see. So that's what I would like to do for your listeners today.
Well, that is awesome. So all they have to do, the first 4 people to get at me on IG at On With Brian Pettaway, I will certainly let you know, and we'll get those tickets to them. That is an excellent idea, and I appreciate that. I know that you want to bring a lot of young people up, and I know that you want to help them. What is the one thing that you're doing right now that you are helping young people do just in your spare time? Well, you don't really have a whole lot of spare time. You're kind of all over the place. But what's one thing that you're doing to pull people in that have these talents and abilities that wouldn't otherwise be seen?
So the first thing is that I'm allowing people who have a dream to be a part of any production that I'm doing. And it starts here at home. I also have a nonprofit for the youth called Baltimore's Youth Talent Empowerment. Within our nonprofit, we are empowering our youth to change their attitude and express themselves through the visual arts. So if you are a youth in Baltimore and you think or you know that you have some sort of talent where you can do a stage management, because my stage manager for the stage play is a 13-year-old boy.
Wow.
So the nonprofit Baltimore Youth Talent Empowerment, we are looking for our youth to succeed in life. And if they have any type of talent, your talent can be seen, and you don't have to go to the Baltimore School of Arts for it. So if you're into modeling, dancing, singing, acting, theater production, movie, if you want to learn how to film, we are a nonprofit that's able to give this to the community, and it's at no cost to the parents.
That is excellent. And it's so helpful. It is so helpful. It is always great when the youth of this city have something to look forward to and somebody to look up to, someone that they can trust. So I really appreciate you doing that because, you know, we're all invested. We're a village. And they say it takes a village to raise, right? So we're all trying to do that.
Correct.
So, Linnea, you're also shooting a movie. Is that the case?
Yeah. So right now I am shooting my first full feature film, which is Beautiful Scars. And it's a neo-soul movie. And it's a love story about two people. And also, it's an inspiration to women how being beautiful on the outside is not everything. Being beautiful is on the inside is what counts.
Right.
So Beautiful Scars will be in a theater near you next year, February 2023.
Wow. And now, is everything filmed on location here in Baltimore?
So we did not film everything in Baltimore. I'm going to say about 85% is filmed in Baltimore because we have a couple scenes that we had to go to Delaware to film, and we had a couple scenes we had to go to Virginia to film. Other than that, all the rest of the scenes are filmed here in Baltimore. But our soundtrack is local Baltimore talent, R&B singers. We have a couple gospel singers, original music, because that's something that I learned in the industry.
What's that?
The hard way, about clearance and music.
Oh, okay.
So if any listeners are listening and they have anyone in their family, anyone that has that's a local music artist, R&B singer, gospel singer, and you have original music, original beats, you can email me and I'll get you on the soundtrack.
That is awesome. Linnea, like always, it's always great talking to you. Give my regards to your husband, your kids, and I look forward to working with you on my own. And if you have yourself an amazing Sunday, okay?
Yes, thank you so much, Brandon. You too.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you, everyone.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that was Linnea Jordan. She is an amazing young lady. She is straight from Baltimore here and doing amazing things in Baltimore, not only for the youth, but also for herself. She is going to be showing a Right Kind of Love, a play that she wrote and that she's already had play at the Murphy Fine Arts Center at Morgan State. Well, now on October 1st, which is next Saturday, it's going to be playing at Bowie. And you can get tickets if you're the first four people to contact me on IG at On with Brian Pettaway. I'll get those tickets to you. And you can go witness the kind of talent that I'm speaking of. She is an amazing writer, producer, actor, and also a great screenwriter. So don't miss out. Hit me on IG, add on with Brian Pettaway, be one of the first four people, and I will make sure that you get those tickets.